Ladies and gentlemen, we are here with the busiest person at the Co-op Think 16 show, Samantha Paxson. How are
you? Hi. I'm a little tired, I gotta say, but I'm great.
I could imagine. Well, you guys are doing a stellar job at this show. I've heard nothing but accolades and appreciation for the job you guys are doing here. It's a great show, it really is.
Well, thank you, but we never know. I mean, it's funny, we think we're actually doing what we're asking credit unions to do, which is test things, try things, get out there and just do something a little different. Mm-hmm. And we definitely pushed ourselves this year with the conference, and we had a live focus group with real consumers, a workshop where we kind of reimagined people helping people and what that means today. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea how that was going to go. That was a kind of super scary, and it was, people loved it. And they kind of did a live brainstorm about how they can continue to live their mission. And we've done live consults on stage, and we've been rolling out a lot of programs and just seeing how those might work. So it's been, there's a lot of testing that we're doing this year, and I'm so pleased to hear that it's resonating for credit unions and the leaders that are here. And so that is definitely energizing, even though I'm tired.
That segues into my next question.
Sure.
Purpose.
Yes.
We're talking purpose at this show. For those who aren't attending here, what is this? What is it all about here? This is a pretty deep initiative that you guys are embarking on.
It is. Co-op has launched a new brand, Co-op Purpose, and it came about a year ago after Think. I was attending another conference and I was working in a group of leaders outside the credit union industry working on financial capability and how we can encourage financial wellness and financial well-being in people's lives. And I started to think, everything that people were coming up with, and these were state leaders and people in government and GMOs and different technology companies, and everything that they were coming up with, I said, credit unions do this. Why are we not lifting this more? And it made me kind of think about people helping people and what does that mean in 2016. And so, you know, the thing at Co-op that we're so proud of, and that I think credit unions are proud of in being part of us, is that we serve 3,500 credit unions and 60 million consumers. Mm-hmm. And so we can bring things to scale. Mm-hmm. So I started to think, How can we create programs that credit unions can take and implement in a turnkey fashion so that they can demonstrate their mission in a really authentic and activating way? And how can we do it in a really relevant and progressive and forward-thinking way? And so we have a lot of really cool partnerships that are part of Co-op Purpose that I'd love to give more detail on. But that's kind of how it came about. It was about people helping people. Mm-hmm. This is already ingrained in us. Mm-hmm. So how can we really live that?
Yeah, it's kind of a natural move. You
know? Exactly.
It fits really well. And let's talk about getting down to the brass tacks here. How does it trickle down to the credit unions? How does the credit union benefit from this initiative?
Well, we're testing a lot. Okay. We have four main areas. One of the first that we announced this week within the Purpose brand is the UB, the Co-op, Credit Union plus UB Classroom Initiative. And we had one of our Think speakers last year in Think 15. His name's Ido Leffler. He's the CEO of UB, which is a buy one, give one school supply company. They sell these really delightful, colorful, engaging school supplies. And when you buy one of them in Target stores nationwide, they give one to a school that's in need, that's on the school lunch program.
Okay.
And so after Ido spoke last year, he called me and he said, Sam, never in any of my talks have I had so many people reach out to me and say, I want to work with you, or can I donate to you, or what can I do? Mm-hmm. Credit union CEOs were reaching out directly to UB, and he says, I'm a small business. I can't do this. I can't talk to, you know, thousands of credit union executives. So can you help me? What can we do together? And so we started thinking about this idea of education. And so we called up the National Credit Union Foundation and said, what Perfect do you match. Got? What do you have for kids age K through three? And they talked about a Money Mammals kit that it delivers financial education for kids that age. And we developed a program that where co-op would help create partnerships between UB and individual credit unions. And that credit union would receive a persistent discount on UB products. Their members would receive persistent discounts. And as they buy those products, financial literacy kits are generated along with the classroom packs that go directly to the schools in their neighborhood. So it's this wonderful engagement in the community, and it's something that really helps demonstrate what a credit union is. It's about financial wellness and financial well-being, and it's a program that literally creates financial well-being in that community. So, and by the way, you're partnering with this brand that is in Fast Company. They are only 2 years old and they've impacted 1.5 million kids. Ido Leffler is on his own reality show on WeTV. I mean, it's a wonderful thing to integrate purpose and innovation. And I really think that this is a company that knows how to be modern and relevant and innovative and progressive. And we want to align credit unions with that, with brands like that. So that's one of the programs that we worked out in the last year. And of course, we there's another one that was a Think Prize winning idea about using community hubs to deliver financial education. So one of the community hubs is our library system. And so we're working out a partnership with a library, a county library network that I can't tell you where yet, but it's and we're partnering with the credit unions in that area to create turnkey financial education programs in the libraries. So the credit unions go in and they help partner with the libraries to create financial literacy educational programs in that library to help kids and young adults and adults. And again, the National Credit Union Foundation is providing the financial literacy tools. And we're also talking to CUNA and RMJ to help extend the curriculum. But it's really kind of finding these partners outside of our movement where people are, where we can really kind of deliver experientially what does people helping people mean. So
this brings me to the thought of credit unions. This really helps credit unions position themselves in the future, because we all know millennials and probably even Gen Z, they all want to be part of something that has deeper meaning.
Absolutely.
And credit unions certainly have that. And this really complements that mission.
It absolutely does. Yeah. And I think I've said this to you before, but I always get passionate about this idea that I love that we say we're the best deal in town. We do the best, we have the best rates, the lowest loans, and we don't want to get members into a product that would not be good for them because credit unions care.
Yeah.
But we just say we've got low loan rates. We're the best deal in town. But we don't say why.
Right.
We don't demonstrate why. And the reason why is because credit unions care. They authentically care. And we have banks out there that are trying to borrow what's inside our DNA. That was kind of what we were founded on. And they're making it a slick cause marketing program. This is not cause marketing. This is us actively branding ourselves. This is us doing what we know in the most relevant way possible. So we're trying to help credit unions be able to deliver on this in a very turnkey fashion, in a very authentic fashion, and just help bubble up this idea of purpose so that millennials will want to come in. They'll see this isn't going to be a best kept secret anymore. And I know that we're growing like crazy. I mean, the credit union movement, Frank Diekman just told me, he said, Sam, 800,000 people just joined credit unions last year. You know, we're not broken. I said, I know we're not broken, but we've got to consistently run toward the future. We need to sprint toward it.
Yep.
And so at Co-op, we are just passionate about making sure that our credit unions have the tools to be able to sprint toward the future. Yep. And I think this is one thing that really differentiates credit unions and is the gap in the market that everyone's trying to do, and we've already been doing it.
Exactly.
So,
and now's not the time to rest on your laurels when you're experiencing that success. It's time to really put your foot on the gas pedal and keep going as fast as you can.
We can never, ever, never rest on our laurels.
I like ever. That. Ever.
That's a bad phrase. Don't say that.
That's okay. I got it. All right. So I'm asking everybody this, and obviously you're, like I said at the top of the show here, you're the busiest, probably the busiest person here, but what is your mission here at Think 16? What do you want to accomplish?
I want to inspire credit unions to think of themselves as the most progressive brands in the nation, in the world right now. I want us to rethink what we do and to not think of ourselves as the underdogs, but to think of ourselves as the coolest kind of financial provider that exists in the world today.
I like that.
And so Think is here to give us the space to be able to do that, to kind of wipe the slate clean, start with a really fresh piece of paper and think like a child, ask questions, say, why do we do things this way? And I don't think we're ever given enough freedom in our day-to-day lives to be able to say or ask, how else could we do this? How else could we deliver on our mission? What else could we be doing to help people in their lives and differentiate ourselves and be more relevant? And Think has always been that place that credit union leaders can do that. And I think our mission is to perhaps have Think be the thing, the vehicle that helps today's modern consumer realize that credit unions are the coolest financial services provider in town. So my mission is really to do what I'm asking credit unions to do. And I want to out innovate on ourselves and really provide the best possible learning platform and innovation platform that exists in the world in the financial services space.
Samantha Paxson, great message to end on. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike, as always.